Hi, David. It's Lisa here. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm feeling much better. I'm so sorry I
Oh,
wasn't
good.
well. I actually got this viral, so I was down with a fever.
Oh, wow. Did you get the COVID?
No, not COVID. I already had
Oh,
COVID,
okay.
and I got vaccinated too. It's just the
Yeah, I've
viral
had
that you.
COVID 3 times now. Yeah.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
3 times, yeah.
Oh my God, okay. I thought it's only supposed to happen to you once, and after you're vaccinated, it shouldn't really impact you. Isn't that right?
Yeah. Well, I'm not vaccinated.
Yeah, me too. Actually,
I'm not vaccinated.
you're not vaccinated. Why not?
No. Oh, I just don't want to put that in me. I mean, I'm fine. I don't want to keep getting boosters and stuff like that, so just my belief system.
That's. Yeah, I understand. Well, I have a friend, he's also not vaccinated, and he doesn't believe in this. So he's like, "Oh, this is all BS." So, I understand. I
Right.
had to get vaccinated because our company's policies, they were like either you work from home or if you're coming to the office, you have to, get vaccinated first. And I'm like,
Oh, right.
yeah. So I wanted to. Well, Sheldon sent you a draft yesterday. Did you take a look at that?
I started to look at it. I have to look at it more later, but my first impression of what I saw is I don't know if I like the way that it's reading.
Okay.
It's a little bit further. It's I don't like it, I feel like I mean, my wife is going to read it. I'm going to read it a little bit later, and then my wife is going to read it as well. But I feel like it's kind of, it doesn't sound like me. It
Okay.
doesn't sound like me, and it's almost like I want to revert back to like my writing, but like just make it better rather than like try to like put words and more verbs in to just make it like a drama story or something like that.
Okay, I got your point. See, the
Yeah,
problem
it just
that's
is,
because
and the introduction is just, forget it. That is, I don't like that introduction at all. I don't like what I wrote, and I don't like how it was rewritten. I'm going to redo that, the introduction.
okay. Do you think you're comfortable with this team, or do you want me to change the team entirely if you're not liking the way they are putting your words there?
What
What
do
is
you think? I kind of am like, I wrote this outline. I wrote this outline in, it took me about an hour and a half to write it. It's my story, and it's just like kind of like I remember these things, and sometimes I have to remember and that kind of thing. But like, and I've already gotten I have like 19 chapters outlined. I've written already 11, and I have the more chapters coming this weekend. And I don't, I want to keep the tone, my tone, true. It can be better, but still my tone. Like, there's words in there I would never use, and just things I would never use.
Okay, we can work on that. That's not so bad. I mean, we can go ahead and use some of the original essence that you had in the chapter summaries. We can actually utilize that. So that shouldn't be a huge problem. Why don't you try them out for another draft or two? If it still doesn't work and it's not making sense to you, then you let me know and we will change the team, okay?
That sounds great to me. Let me, if you convey the message I just sent to you, I just talked to you about, and have them trying to work on it, then I can see. And let me ask you this: does this team that's working on it, is it male or female?
Well, there are two males, well, three males and one female. The lead
Okay.
writer is female.
Okay, as that might be. I don't I, listen. I mean, I'm the way I write. It's very man-like. You know what I mean?
I
It's
understand.
you, just so I can convey that to you. I mean, I don't have anything against women or men or anybody. I'm just kind of, as I write my book,
I know, there's a
you
voice.
know.
There's a certain voice to it. I completely understand that it's masculine.
Yeah.
And yeah, maybe that is the issue because the lead writer for the book, for your book, is a female. Maybe she's not
Okay.
able to adapt that certain tone or that masculinity that you want in the book.
Right, and the following the chapters that are about to come, it's still very like it's very masculine. Like, yeah, you start talking about like meeting my wife and also having my girlfriend and all that kind of stuff like that. So it has to probably come from a man.
Right.
Not necessarily, and I've never said that before in my life, but I'm just saying, like, it's to try to get my feeling out.
That makes sense. You know what? I'm gonna have a discussion with them. Maybe I will switch the writer in within the team. You know, not make the female writer that is there, not make her the lead. Instead, I will switch her with the editor that is working on the book. So maybe you'll get a different tone and something more aligned to yours. You know, and
yeah, and maybe like just take the tone that I have and the words that I have, but make it better. You know what I mean? Like, instead of saying, like, for example, in the introduction, it was like, the year was 1985, and the we of the world were on, and I don't like at all. But I like it if I was reading it for someone else, you know what I mean? And I'm being ultra critical right now, I guess, because I'm sorry?
I'm saying, but that is not you. I mean, you would prefer
right.
somebody else, but it's not really your voice. It's not coming from you, you know, but after reading that, that's what you felt.
Right. Have you read my chapters, or are you just passing it? Have you read them yourself?
No, actually,
okay.
I didn't, because I have too much offload, and if I read every book, then, you know, I'm never going to get this work.
Oh, I get it. No, don't worry about it. I know. I can only imagine.
Yeah, but if you want me to read, I can do that. I mean, this weekend, I can just go over everything that was sent to you and what you sent, and then maybe I'll be able to give you a more specified opinion from my end.
It's up to you. You know, I mean, if you feel like checking it out, I mean, look, what I'm doing is I'm just kind of, when I'm feeling it, I just start writing out my chapters, and it's very sloppy. And the first ones were really sloppy because I would get it, and then I would immediately send it. The last few that I've done, I started to, like, do autocorrect and stuff like that, and I should have done that, but, like, I just was very excited to get it out. And I'm not used to writing. I don't know how it goes and stuff, you know.
Okay. Well, that's not a problem. You know what? I'm going to do this over the weekend. I'll review all the chapter summaries that you sent, and I will also review the draft that I have sent you from the team. And I'm going to just review what exactly we did and how exactly we rephrased it. And then I'm going to come back to you on Monday and give you an honest opinion. If I feel
that's fine. Okay.
Okay. And if I feel that the team is not doing a great job, then we will change the team altogether. Sounds good?
That sounds great to me. This all sounds like a perfect plan. Like I said, I kind of glanced at it. I'm going to read it all in either like later today or tomorrow. And my wife is planning on reading it tonight as well.
Sounds good. Why don't you provide a chapter with your revisions? For example, if you this current draft that we have sent you, I mean, if you provide a revision for it, I will let the team know that this is exactly what you want. And they would understand, too, regarding what not to add or which tone to use. You know, once you work on their draft and edit it and send it back to me, they'll be able to get a clear picture of what exactly you're looking for. And that would be like a modified version.
Okay, how do I say this? Like, the way that they're telling the story is not the way that I want it to be told, I think. You know, it's coming off like a drama and with lots of a very soft undertone. I don't know.
Okay.
It's hard for me. I've never done this before, so it's hard for me to, like, kind of speak for myself, you know?
Yeah, and I'm just trying to understand this better. That's the reason why I told you that if you make some edits, just maybe just select a paragraph, okay? Select a page or a paragraph and maybe rewrite it or do some revisions on it and send it back to me. So I will have, a comparison to look forward to. And I can just show this to the team as well and let them know that this is what you're looking for and this is what we've been submitting.
See, I don't know that yet. I will try to do that, but I just, until I get moving in this whole thing, I just don't know what I'm looking for. Again, my wife is going to read it tonight, and she is so much more of like a scholar than I am. So she'll have some good ideas. She knows me from the outside looking in rather than like me looking at myself. So she's going to tell me what she thinks. That's coming tonight, and I'll write it out. And I'll send that back to you in a letter. That's what I was planning to do.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. Your wife seems to be a really good critique for you, no?
Oh, she's great. She's great. Yeah, she's great. And she's, like I said, she reads tons of books. much more than I do, and she just as well more. It just knows a little bit more about what I may be looking for.
That is amazing. Well, that's a good thing to have her. So, yeah, that sounds like a plan. You do that with her, and then I'll wait for your response maybe tomorrow?
Yeah. I might even write it up tonight just to let you know what she said and kind of give you some words of what we came up with together.
Okay. All right. Sounds like a plan.
And then, you know, we're getting there. We're just kind of getting going here, right? So we'll figure it out.
Yes, of course, and that's what I wanted to let you know, that it's a rocky start, and to be very honest with you, every project has this kind of, you know, issues and concerns in the beginning, because
these are
ghostwriters, and of course, they will try to impersonate you as much as they can, but there will be a slight, you know, a slight difference in the writing, or in the writing style, or the tone, but of course, we will be able to overcome that, you know, by 3 to 4 drafts, say, and the team will automatically be aligned with you. But just in case if that doesn't happen, then of course we have the option to change the team as well altogether. So that's not a problem at all. Okay?
All sounds good. I will get back to you, and then we'll see what happens.
Sounds good. Oh, David, one more thing before I let you go, and before I forget, I just got a notification reminder from my finance team regarding your remaining installment. Can you do that today?
I thought that I did 60% up front. I thought I then did another 20% halfway through. Are we halfway through?
No, we're not halfway through, but my finance gave me a reminder that if you can go ahead and pay that up, but what are your thoughts on that? I mean, can you do that or not? Since it's a lot.
I mean, I can do it. I can do it. Of course I can do it. But I just was under the impression that it was going 60%, halfway through was 20, and then on completion is another 20.
Okay, I do not see that kind of plan in front of me. That's the reason why they contacted me. If you can do that, that would be great. If not, you can let me know a date, and I will, you know, convey this message to them.
I mean, I can tell you what. Today is Wednesday. I'm not somewhere where I can grab my stuff and do that right now. I can pay you later this week, either tomorrow. Okay, if you want to call me tomorrow, later in the day, or even Friday, I'll take care of it anytime.
Okay. The thing is that, David, today's the last day of the month, and we'll be closing, our balance sheet.
Oh, okay. You know what? Let me see what I can do. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
But Lisa, the thing with my contract said 60% up front, then 20% halfway through, and then 20% upon completion. So I paid 60% two weeks ago. We're not even 5% through or 10% through, and they're asking me for another 20%. Now, I don't mind paying necessarily, but maybe they should give me a call.
Okay. All right. Well,
you see what I'm saying? I mean, I'm very fair, but this is, I know the contract that I signed, and I know the conversation I had with the person who signed me up for this.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason that they did 60, 20, and 20. You know, it's not, you know. They actually offered me a discount if I wanted to pay the whole thing. I said, well, no, I prefer the 60, 20, 20, like you had mentioned, and that's why I haven't paid yet, because we're not there yet.
Okay, all right. Then maybe there must be a confusion. Let me check with them, and I will get back to you, okay?
That sounds good. And if somebody wants to give me a call, that's fine. They can call me too. No problem.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you so much for that, David. Let me check with them, and I'll get back to you, okay?
Thanks a lot.
All right. You have yourself a good day, okay? And I'll be waiting
for you. I'll talk to you soon.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now.